Prime Minister Manmohan Singh described Mao as the gravest internal threat to the country. Addressing a conference of Director Generals and Inspector General of Police organized by Intelligence Bureau in New Delhi on Tuesday, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh expressed concern about rising left-wing extremism in affected states and said that there had not been much success in containing the level of violence despite efforts.
I have consistently held that in many ways the left-wing extremism poses perhaps the gravest internal security threat our country faces. We have discussed this in the last 5 years, and I would like to state frankly that we have not achieved as much success as we would have liked in containing this menace. It's a matter of concern that despite our efforts, the level of violence in the affected states continues to rise. Dealing with left-wing extremism requires a nuanced strategy, a holistic approach. It cannot be treated simply as a law and order problem. Despite its sanguinary nature, the movement manages to retain the support of a section of the tribal communities and the poorest of the poor in many affected areas. It has influence among certain sections of the civil society, the intelligentsia, and the youth. It still retains a certain elan. All this adds to the complexity of the problem. I expect you to keep this in mind as you devise newer and better strategies to deal with this problem.
Expressing concern on northeastern states and the volatile situation in the region, Singh said that the current level of violence, extortion and intimidation are a cause of concern for the authorities.
The situation in the northeastern part of our country is also far from comfortable. In two of the states, Manipur and Assam, the current levels of violence give us cause for concern. In addition, extortion and intimidation have become a menace across most of the states in the region.
Singh further said that an attempt was being made by the militant groups to create an impression of a widespread turmoil in the region.
Infiltration across the line of control and also via other routes such as Nepal, Bangladesh and the sea is going up. Encounters with armed militants have become more frequent in recent weeks and months. Secessionist and militant groups within the state are once again attempting to make common cause with outside elements and have embarked on a series of protest movements. The intention apparently is to create an impression of widespread turmoil in the state. We must not, and I repeat, we must not allow such a situation to develop. It is imperative that these disruptive efforts are contained, controlled, and effectively checked.
The Prime Minister also said that firm but compassionate handling of law and order matters could bring substantial improvement in the prevailing state of affairs in the northeastern states. Ritu for ANI.